Hi, I'm Ritika Rose. Welcome to Awaken Your Truth, where I bring conscious dialogues and stories that will help you free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. I hope to shift your perspective and create deeper understanding of yourself and others. Everyone has a story. Everyone has a purpose. Every experience has a reason. This show is about engaging with the truth of who you are, discovering your personal power and stepping into your authentic self, so you can have more compassion and empathy for yourself and everyone around you. It's time for us to dig deep and learn to see ourselves and others with clarity so that we can come together and create a brighter future for humanity. When we free our minds, we can heal our lives. And this is how we build a powerful, transformed world. Awaken Your Truth starts now.
Wow, I was just taking all that in. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's great to have all of you tuning us in, turning us on. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to do this show, at least up to this point, with the most incredible Ritika Rose. And by the way, today, what we're talking about when we think about Awaken Your Truth, and we think about what Ritika is doing to improve, embellish, enhance, whatever the language is, but to bring conscious dialogues to the forefront. Today, I'm really excited about this, and she's going to jump in here in a minute because this is part three. And the question really is, this is a really, really, for me, this question right here is really up right in front of us. What does it feel like to embody your power? What I love about this is when you get to work with Ritika, one of the things you'll understand is that she is your advocate for standing in your power. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter what you just experienced, what the loss may be, what the gain may be. You know, it doesn't matter if you're at the highest peak of excellence and you're just looking at your life and you're thinking, wait a minute, is this all there is? This is what you'll learn from this show today and from who she is and why this is so important. And by the way, this is also a live call-in show for anyone out there that is having a hard time saying, I embody my power. Can you say that? Can everybody say that? Can you all say that with me now? Everybody, like, let's go.
I embody my power.
Come on. I embody my power. Jessica, where are you? I embody my power. Ritika?
I'll say it again. I embody my power.
And what a great topic. Now, we've done several shows to lead up to this point. Let's just do a little reflection on what they are and how we got to this particular point.
Yeah, so thank you. So for those that have been listening in the last 3 months, as I've co-hosted with Dr. Pat, I created a trilogy of conscious series. And so it's been in three parts since August. So the first show was healing the dark of the soul, breaking into freedom of mind, where we really dug in deep about, you know, anything that is, any of the thoughts or any of the things in our life that are not serving us, that are taking us to that deeper, darker place, that is having us question life. What is the purpose of life? Maybe some people or some of us have been feeling, you know, deeper levels of anxiety or depression and really starting to question why, right? So we went through that in detail. The second show, and please go back and listen to these shows so you can, you know, sort of take in all the information that was presented by both of us there. Our own personal stories and, you know, and the healings that we presented for the audience during those shows. So that was the first show. Second show was, what are awakenings and how do we heal our lives? And today's show is, what does it feel like to embody your power? So my show is called Awaken Your Truth, Conscious Dialogues That Free Your Mind, Heal Your Life, and Embody Your Power. So this, the series of three was really done on purpose, right? Because the first show was about freeing your mind. The second show is about healing your life. And today we're going to be talking about embodying your power. So generally when we're starting and really what we'll talk about a little bit about how working with me is too, and the more we talk about this in my shows, my clients or us, we're starting at this level, wherever you are right now, that sort of lower place of energy or lower place of energetic feeling that you're having about who you are in this life, or what is life for you and the purpose of it, and how it's presenting itself to you right now. And then moving into this progression of finally embodying your power, right? We start with freeing your mind. Why is all this happening? We work into healing your life, and then we move into embodying your power, right? And so this is sort of how the shows have been set up with Dr. Pat over the last 3 months. So please go back and listen to those shows. And, you know, in last week, I just have some notes here from last month's show is, you know, what are awakenings and how do they heal our lives? And Dr. Pat and I spoke about, you know, do we really have to do life alone? And really understanding that we're really, truly not alone. And, you know, what happened in our lives that we thought we were not good enough, right? We took a little bit of excerpts from my book around that, right? Mm-hmm. What actually happened in our lives or in your lives to make you feel like you're alone, or that you're not good enough to be just who you are, where you are in life right now. And then really starting to recognize our own truth. And once we start recognizing our own truth and awakening our truth, right, we can start to heal our lives. And then we start to really, and this is where the embodiment of our own power starts coming into play, right? And then how we start operating in our truth and operating in our power, and then being able to see the world around us in its truth, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what serves us, what doesn't serve us, and really the truth about other people, and starting to heal our relationships with other people. But first it comes to healing relationship itself, right? And that comes from freeing your mind, healing your life, embodying your power, healing that relationship within yourself. So then you can start healing your relationship with your life and with others around. Anything that you felt like hasn't been serving you up until this point, now you'll realize how it all has been serving you, how it all has been happening for you.
Yeah. You know, so, what, yeah. I love about this, and let's talk about this for a minute. You know, whenever I talk to some of the, you know, friends that I have, especially some of my male friends, especially when we talk about embody your power, you know, the feedback I get is, you know, I don't, and kindly said from them, but, you know, kindly said, we just do it. You know, we don't understand why women don't do it, you know, and they, why don't women learn to embody their power? And my answer was, well, let me just ask you, when in our socialization, decades, as far back as you want to go, when was that given to us to do? When was that given to us to do? You know, I'm kind of fortunate. I was raised by my uncles, pretty much. I mean, of course, I had a mom. But my mom's brothers were there, and there were a ton of them. Oh, my God. Dickie, Bobby, Louie, Johnny. I'm leaving one out. Jimmy. Right?
Yeah.
My grandmother had a ton of kids. I don't really. Yeah. And I was very fortunate because they didn't look and say, oh, you're a little girl. I got boxing gloves at age 5. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now we have seen, and we need these role models like you, Ritika. We need help for us to now know we are all that more, don't we? Don't we need to know that now?
Yeah, we are. And I love that example, you know, and I think that, and a lot of times when people aren't feeling their best selves, it does come from our life experiences, right? And so I love that you have those role models, like even for myself, you know, my dad always raised us at a very young age, you know, and, you know, and coming, and a lot of things are cultural too, right? So I come from like an East Indian background. So if we look at the history of, you know, sort of how like my parents were raised and their generation and their parents were raised, et cetera, you know, certain cultures have different expectations of their people, right? So I always really commend my dad, and I tell, you know, the story a lot too, is that from a very young age, my dad has always said, I want the both of you to be educated first. I want the both of you to have your own careers and not for you to ever depend on anybody else to care for you, right? Like, he instilled that power in us from a very young age that you can be anything that you want to be. And so go out and do that. You don't have to depend on, you know, a husband or a partner or whatever to take care of you, right? And so that's how we were raised, right? to really educate ourselves and to believe in ourselves that we can do and be whoever we want to be, right? Yeah. And we're going to be just fine without having other people needing to take care of us.
Right.
And so I think, I mean, and that's just a little bit of a cultural history, but again, culture or not, I think it's really, you know, what your experiences are growing up, how you've been raised. Our experiences teach us a lot with outside of our family, even like our own experiences teach us a lot about who we are and how powerful we feel or not powerful that we feel. And it's really unlocking that truth and peeling back those layers and doing the work to heal anything that's taken us away from our power and our personal truth. So we can start to really move forward and take the steps to start embodying ourselves more and more and more, who we really are, what our truth really is.
And, you know, this is something that you not only are talking here today about, but Ritika, one of the things too, we're going to talk about here today is we're going to talk about how you are bringing your message to the world, you know, of course, through this show, but even more important through, you know, the coaching programs that you have, through the work that you do with others, through the book, which we're going to actually talk about today. I love reading from books. I love doing shows where we actually read from the books that people have written, because it's one thing to talk about a book, but it's another thing to hear from the author in the author's own voice, you know, what some of these things mean. And, you know, part of that today, when we come back from break, is to talk about truth. And this is one of the most powerful messages you bring forward in your coaching platform, in your business. You know, this is one of the things you bring forward when you say, look, you know, this I am person, this I am that is in front of us now, that just saying the I am words is powerful. You're powerful. You're more powerful than you know. And I think the work that you're doing is to remind us of the truth of who we really are. Right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. 100%. And, you know, we're going to
in all aspects of our life.
All aspects. See, that's the key. All aspects. And, you know, I don't know how many people listening to this, I want to ask this question before we go to break. And then when we come back, talk about it. You know, this is the question for everybody today. And it's a question that I really looked at myself in the past year, 2 years. And that question is, you know, do I truly believe I'm enough? Do I really embed in every cell in my body, you know, that version of myself that knows that I've been divinely appointed, that I understand everything about that divinely appointed me in the world, so that when Ritika says, what does it feel like to embody your power, right? Yeah. What does it feel like to embody your power? You put your chest out and you stand up tall and you let every aspect of who you are. If you all listened to the shows yesterday, I got a message from one of our listeners that listened to both shows and then the nighttime thing that I did with Mike. And their comment was kind of comical. It was kind of interesting. It was, hey, Dr. Pat, we're just curious. How many times did you have to redo your eye makeup? Because that's how many times I cry. And this is what it means to stand and embody your power. Every aspect of who you are, emotionally and otherwise, when we come back. Tagged, you're it. And much more from Ritika Rose, everybody. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Well, some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. It just doesn't feel good. Well, The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or purchase the book, go to transformationtalkradio.com or carlgreer.com.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. This is really an invitation show today. It is this invitation to embody your power. And this is for anybody out there that is just feeling down a court. And that's going to mean something different for each person. It doesn't matter if you're looking at us and you're thinking, oh, they got the radio and they're doing this and they got the TV and they got the book and they got, no, you know, there are ways to embody your power. If you all have been following some of the things I've been talking about my early years, and you follow what Ritika Rose is saying, what you'll find is that embody your power is not related to how you think you're achieving success in the world. You can do it at any point in your time. And that's what today is about. Ritika, before we, and I am so thrilled you are going to read from this chapter in the book and you're going to talk about this. But before we go there, can you talk about Awaken Your Truth, what you're doing to bring this to people in your, you know, the higher personal success coaching and some of the programs you're doing? Tell us what you have and what you've created now for this.
Yeah, so, you know, my Awaken Your Truth program, and the personal success programs really come from my book. So what I'm going to be sharing with you in a few minutes is just one of the steps that I go through with my clients, right? It's for those that listened to the show last month, I talk about the first two assessments that happen before we actually jump into the chapter of truth. So these are the 8 life mastery skills that I learned to embody and empower within myself when I was in my leadership roles, when I was in some really critical moments of my life. And I realized these are the 8 steps that I was practicing to keep my inner peace, my inner balance, my grounding, and just my flow of life, right? And how was I able to do that? And part of my calling was to put these 8 steps into a book. So now I didn't know what was going to happen with the book. I just followed the calling and I laid it out. I went, it was like literally I shut the door for 2 days. I just let it all download and I typed it out and there it goes. There was a book. However vast as God or not vast as God, I didn't know what it was. I just knew that I had to do it. That was my power piece, right? I felt like I had to share this knowledge. And I didn't know that later on I was going to create a course out of it, but now it's been created into the course, which is we're going to share with you a little later, the Embody Your Power course, which I'd love for those that are interested to hop on a free consultation call with me so I can talk with you in detail about where you are in your life right now and how I can support you, right? From going from A to Z. So that's one of the programs that's the most significant program that I offer. Then outside of that, I offer healing services. which can be done individualized and personalized for you, or you can create your own group. Or if you, you know, if you lead an organization or a community, I have many different companies and organizations that hire me to come in and do my healing service for your clientele or for your employees, that, you know, where I work with them in the first part of the service is to really help them overcome any challenges they face in that present moment. Then we go into a meditation to help relax the body, mind, and spirit. Then we come out of meditation and I really guide the group or you individually into what your experience was, you know, in that time of meditation. So then they can carry on with the day and the week or the month, depending on what it is, feeling really refreshed and empowered in themselves, overcoming any of the challenges that they're facing, and now finally feeling relaxed into themselves so they can feel like they can move on. So these are the two main programs that I offer. And then outside of that, if people just want to, you just need me for their individual sessions when things are coming up for them, you can absolutely just, you know, sign up for individual coaching sessions for anything that you're facing during that time and work with me that way. Yeah.
And, you know, this is all part of what we're talking about in, you know, laying this platform out. And it really ties back into what you said earlier. And that is, you know, somewhere along the way, we sort of told ourselves we have to do things alone. I know I spent a lot of years of my life like that, Ritika, where I just like, yeah, you got to do it by yourself. You know, you just got to, if you show a sign of weakness, if you ask anybody for help. That was a mistake I am just never going to make again. That one right there.
Yeah.
Like that one, that story, I changed that story.
Right.
And this is really now, we're at a place now where to have somebody to work with, to have someone like you, to have someone that's been through a lot of life experiences and also that's created this way to do it, that understands about awaken your truth.
Yeah.
This is important. People are hungry to be renewed. And so in your book, you're talking about truth right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate.
About truth.
Because that's the beginning of everything. I mean, that is what I learned. And that to me, it literally is the beginning of everything and beginning of the unfolding of your healing. We have to operate from an integrity of self. We have to step into our authentic selves in order for us to really feel free, to free our mind, right? Then to start healing our lives. And then once you really embody that, that's where your power comes in, right? And then you step into the world feeling powerful about yourself. Again, I always talk about, it's not about egotistical or vanity power, right? It's just feeling powerful enough about yourself to be exactly who you are, where you are in this present moment.
Yeah.
Right? Outside of what the pressures we feel from the outside world, right?
Yep.
It's our inner world that helps us to feel powerful about ourselves. But that's where the healing has to come.
I got to tell you, I'm so glad you brought up healing. I am so glad you're talking about truth and healing in the same sentence. Because without that combination, I'm sorry. I think I'm channeling one of my uncles. I think I'm channeling my Uncle Dickie.
Hi, Uncle Dickie.
It's the one, and basically what he's saying is it's the 1-2 punch. It's the 1-2. And what he's saying is that there are certain levels of truth. There are layers of it. And sometimes the perfection of our truth that we're born with, and you talk about this in the book too, the perfection of our truth we're born with gets overshadowed by life experience where people will tell you that, no, that's not your truth.
Correct.
You're not perfect, right?
Yep. And you're not perfect because you don't fit into the mold that they think is perfect.
That's right. Right.
But that's their life, right? This is your life, right? What is your truth? Your truth is not their truth. Your life experiences are completely different than somebody else's, right? How you've been brought up, how you've been raised, what you're called to do, your career, whatever it is, that's you. That's your personal purpose. Their personal purpose is for them, right? But the key is, and why the show is so important, is, and part of my purpose is to help people understand people better, right? So their purpose is theirs. My purpose is mine. Her purpose is hers. His purpose is. But so how do we all come together and just accept and embrace one another for who we are, what we give to the world, how we serve the world? Because that's what we're here to do. We're all here to serve one another in our own capacity, in our own special way. right? But how are we just embracing and accepting each other for who we are and what we bring to the world and what we bring to this experience? That's how we make the world a better place.
Yeah.
That's how we heal the world. That's how we let go of the competition and let go of the gossip and she's not good enough or she doesn't belong. Belonging is a huge thing, right?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to feel like we belong, and we do belong because we've been created by Source. What we talked about in our last episode last month is like my awakening moment, right? It's when God told me, I created you out of love. The Creator created me on purpose for a particular reason, out of love, and to bring what I can bring uniquely to this world.
Yeah.
But so has everybody else. And once we get to that point, and that conscious understanding, that's where we all come together. And the world just seems happier regardless of status, career, what have you, all the other things that come with it.
Yeah, and life situations.
Learn to see and love each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, love each other and love each person for who they are.
I love the way you started this chapter out. And I want to just tell everybody what the quote is you have here, because I mentioned this to you earlier when we were at break.
Yeah.
And I love this. And this isn't the first time I've read your book or the first time I've looked at this quote, but I've really taken it in today. And I can't wait till you talk about it. So the quote is by David Grohl, and it's, "No one is you, and that is your power." I was like, okay, wait. No one is you, and that is your power. You see how these inner obstructional devices, all of us, want us not to take that in, want us to be, no one is you, and that is your power. And you're like, oh, no, wait, not me. But then you go on to tell us about this in this chapter, about truth and what the truth really is, isn't it?
Yeah. And, a key point in that, too, it's really important to remember that no one is you and that is your power. No one is you and that is your power. I want everyone in the audience to remember that, right? But when we're not feeling like ourselves and we're not feeling powerful, that is the most important time to start getting help and unlocking why you're not feeling like you and why you're not feeling powerful about yourself, right? And so this is one of the first steps in working with me is we go through this chapter, right? And we go into detail around your personal truth.
I love it. And it's always interesting because we're going to take a short break and come back. And then this is the last break we're going to take because we're going to roll right through. I always love this. I always love, especially the way other people see me. I have Jessica and I have Linda, and they are, and Benny, of course, too, will tell me, but I have Jessica and Linda right now that if there is something that they need to tell me, they will tell me, if there's something that, if I cut my hair, I'm going to hear, okay, you cut your hair yourself, didn't you? I'm going to hear,
I cut my hair myself.
I just did cut my hair myself. But I'm going to hear these things. And what I rely on is putting people in my circle now. And this has not always been true for me. It is not. This has actually been my Achilles heel. I will trust people right out of the gate. And now I have learned the beauty and the power of having people surrounded that love me enough to tell me when I'm getting ready to step off a cliff.
Yeah.
Sometimes that truth is hard to hear.
Yep. But it's necessary.
And what you're going to talk us through is the inner truth.
Yep.
This device, this GPA we have, this thing, this guidance system we have, this inner truth that we so often deny ourselves. Ritika Rose, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, do you believe your journey is unique? And remember what I said on the show a couple of weeks ago? And by the way, thank you guys for all the emails you sent on this. I can't, Susie, Jackie, thank you all so much. I can't even begin to tell you the emails and snail mail, I guess they call it now, Benny. I don't even know what that's called. Like when you have a stamp on something, right? Thank you for sending me the cards. And the statement I made was, different and equal. See, different, sometimes we have come to learn, is different and less than. No, no, no. It doesn't matter. D- different and equal. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with amazing Ritik Rose.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune into the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to Awaken Your Truth with Ritika Rose. I get to really have this dialogue, conscious dialogue with her. You should know this about the work she does and the coaching clients that she works with and the programs that she puts together. They are all put together to walk us through our personal success, to heal what is no longer serving us, and to really come forward to transform our lives. And, you know, if you want to find out more about that or you would like to work with her, go to RitikaRose.com, and it's RitikaRose.com, and you'll be able to find out. Now, the book we're talking about is available on Amazon. And, you know, tell us a little bit about the book, and then you're actually going to share some things with us, because I you and I were talking about it during the break, so I really can't wait to hear it from your perspective.
Yeah, so, you know, yes, please go ahead. There's a ebook version, Kindle or paperback, so whichever way you choose that is a preference for your reading. I would love for you to purchase it on Amazon and read the full book. If you choose to work with me in the program, I mail the book to you for free, and we go from there. But yeah, the book is really, you know, the beginning really sort of talks about a little bit of my journey, how I got to awakening my truth. And then it leads into the 8 to life mastery skills that I learned to incorporate in my life to really keep the embodiment of who I am alive and grounded and balanced within me. Moving forward, you know, I took these steps. I was using these steps in my leadership career, within my professional space. I was using these steps in my personal space. I was using these steps in my social space. So I really, you know, it wasn't, it was through my journey too, of when I was seeking a deeper understanding of myself and working with my coaches and my mentors, it working with them helped me to realize what through my journaling or through, you know, my own processing, these were the steps that I started to incorporate. And then when I started to write the book, everything just sort of fell into place so beautifully. Tagged, you're it. Because guess what? Tag, you're it. You're responsible for your own life, right? We are responsible for our own lives. And so that's why it's so beautifully just unveiled itself as tagged, you're it, become the leader of your own life. And leadership of your own life is physically, emotionally, behaviorally, spiritually, right? These are like the four core areas that I work on in my integrated life coaching practice, right? Because really our life is an integration of all of these things. It's not just one thing or the other. It's also the integration of your professional life, of your personal life, of your social life, right? So when working with me or reading the book, it really is about integrating all of these areas of your life together. So you can step into full personal leadership of yourself and then bring this personal leadership of yourself to all areas of your life.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
And, you know, this is really for you and what you're about to share. It's really embodying our power and also embodying our power and reminded of the truth of who we really are. Because you talk about that in this chapter, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So what I'll do is, and this is typically what I do with my, it is actually the process that I work on with my clients. There's particular portions of my chapters that I highlight that I feel are pertinent or important to revisit and relearn. And so like Dr. Pat said earlier before the commercial, the importance of actually hearing it from the person who wrote it themselves, right? So hopefully this is beneficial to the audience here. And then we do want to also step into what Dr. Pat said before the commercial about different and less than versus different and equal. And at behind every chapter, I share a personal example from my life. So we do want to share that personal example too. And then sort of dive into the callers and more about, you know, different and equal versus different and less than, and how we can feel less than, and then how we develop into understanding that we actually are equal, right? So here I go. No one is you, and that is your power. David Grohl. From the Foo Fighters. While remembering that you're created on purpose and for a purpose, the first thing to remember then is to always be true to yourself. Being true to yourself means following your inner truth, honoring and keeping integrity to yourself in your inner knowing, and not being influenced by the outside world on how we are to be and do. When we're influenced from the outside world, then we're not operating from an authentic place. That's where we tend to build up the emotions that don't serve us, such as anger, anxiety, fear, or depression. That's how we end up with a lack of purpose and fulfillment in the world. When we remember that we have been created uniquely and purposefully to fulfill our divine path, with no mistake, no accident, no judgment, just pure love form, we can then sit in a peace knowing that we are a unique beauty and expression of self, aligned with divine light, and placed here to deliver our uniqueness to the earth. So you see, standing in your truth and being who you are is an integral part of your happiness and your life's purpose, as well as your inner peace. Think about a time, and so before we get into the callers, of the audience, I really want you to sort of take this in. Think about a time you stood your ground and honored yourself and your true beliefs. How did that feel? What magically appeared or was created because you sat in your truth? Next time someone irritates you or you judge them, take a moment prior to reacting and remind yourself that this is the experience and journey that person is currently on. This is the truth they know in this present moment. Allow them to learn, heal, and grow from it. We cannot change or force another person's process, yet we may be sent to each other for the process. Let that sink in for a moment. That's really powerful. the other person also has their own set of experiences that have led them to their version of their truth up until that point, just as you have your version of your own truth in this present moment. And so those are the highlighted parts that I read, you know, with my clients. And then Dr. Pat, you can let me know if you want me to share the example now, or if
yeah,
you want
I'd
to
love
talk
for you
a little
to share
bit
the,
about this.
No, let's share the example, because one of the things I love about this is that when I hear you, and when people get the book and they'll be able to read this for themselves, they'll be asking them the questions that, you know, of course, here, right here at our network, we've been asking ourselves. And by the way, I'm going to hold off, and I want to hear your action. And I want to hear your story, because what people should know is that when they engage this with you, there's going to be transformative action.
100%.
And a lot of times what happens is, I've been guilty of it. I have spent more money on 10 years ago, old school platforms that were all about X, and never helped me get from X to Y to Z. And mm-hmm. that's why you're here. You're talking about the idea of law of attraction, but not the idea anymore. You're talking about the fact that, wait a minute, standing and embodying your power means that you truly, truly, truly believe that you have more than enough to activate your dream. Unwavering mm-hmm. trust. Mm-hmm. So let's hear your story first.
Okay. So this is the example from truth that I share. And we'll dive in deeper a little bit. So there are many examples of my truth, but this is the truth that I chose, or the example I chose to share in the book. So a big part of my teasing growing up. So actually, before I get into this, so the audience knows, I went through heavy bullying through most of my life. Actually, since kindergarten up until I got to college, right? So I'm a bullying survivor, and I actually didn't have anybody to turn to or go to during that time. I literally had to learn from a very young age to deal with this on my own, right? And that's a much longer conversation, but just so the audience has a little bit of context and preference to this example that I share, right? So a big part of my teasing growing up was my big nose. This teasing went on throughout all my school years. People would even come up to me and ask me why I don't get plastic surgery. Can you imagine? In my heart of hearts, I knew changing myself for the sake of others was not right. I remember the day I decided I was beautiful and didn't let the words and teasing affect me anymore. I carried myself different. I respected and loved myself differently. That was when, just like that, people started complimenting me, my beauty, and even my nose, and how beautiful my nose was to them. Who would have thunk it? With that one mind shift, all that hatred I remember as a child diminished. That's right. I am a unique, beautiful being just like you. What are you not going to allow to affect you anymore? So, you know, the profile, like if you go to the profile, like, you know, my nose is longer, you know, I have a hook. I mean, I went through all the things as a child growing up, having, you know, the profile that I have. And I never chose to do anything about it. Because even from a very young age, even though I went through all that, even before I awoke, something inside my soul was telling me I was created this way. God created me. I'm not going to change what God created about, or what God created me to be. This is how I was created. This is my pure form, and there's nothing wrong with me, right? I am beautiful. There are people that are going to find me beautiful, regardless of those that don't find me beautiful, right? And then in my adult years, I finally had that mindset shift. But somewhere deep down, even as a child, I knew that there wasn't anything wrong with me, right? Whatever that was. It was difficult and hard to be alone dealing with this all the time. You know, I mean, all the things that came with being bullied, whether it was verbal abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, you go through all the things being bullied as a child. And I never really talked about this. Like the people in my world, but just like you, you know, you just didn't talk about it. You just dealt with it and moved on, right? But that's how I became stronger. That's why I am so strong today as a woman and as an individual, right? But then in my adult years, when I awoke finally, you know, my spiritual awakening, and then I you know, was hearing all the things, I was like, no, but like, I really truly am beautiful. Again, not in an egotistical or vanity type way. It's just, I'm a beautiful human being.
Yeah. I got it.
Regardless
tell you.
Of this shell, this is just a shell, right?
There you go.
This
Thank
is the
you.
Shell. Everything Thank inside you. Of us is what makes us beautiful. Right. And how do we get to see others like that? And how do we get to see ourselves like that? Right. Getting to the core of who the person really is, not this outside stuff and not that outside stuff. Right. Who's the core of the person you're dealing with, whether it's you or whether it's the people in your life, whether it's the people you're managing and leading, whether it's your friends, whether it's your children, whether it's your family, right? Deep questions, deep reflection to consider. This is not easy to just like unleash in like a, just a radio show, right? Mm-hmm. It's much, much deeper than that. And that's what I do with my clients. We dive in really deep. This is just one of the lessons that we dive deep into. And we have the whole book to go through.
And, you know, part of this is that you've really written out the script. You've given out the guidebook. You've really put it out in front of people. And you said, this is the book. And, you know, based on my life experiences, based on the people that have helped me, Ritika Rose, right? You know, this is the message you're bringing forward. You know, I got to tell you, people ask me, and I'm being asked this a lot, you know, like, what is it? I mean, like, how did you come up with this whole positive talk thing like 20 years ago and this and that? And, you know, I didn't realize it till recently when I started to talk about my childhood. I've had amazing mentors in my life. But just like you, you get bullied. I stuttered. Mm-hmm. And I was sent to Dr. Jacoby more times. I didn't even know where my family got the money from. I think my dad was paying Jacoby with things that fell off the truck. He was a trucker. Yeah. That's what I think he was doing. But I get asked, how did you stop? Or I get asked, why were you sent there? And, you know, what did Jacoby do for you, Dr. Jacoby? And isn't it funny that I even remember his name? I was so young.
But he was such a pertinent part
it's
of
crazy.
Your life.
Well, and it was interesting because I don't know how it started. I don't know when it started. And I don't know how it stopped. And I cannot pinpoint when it stopped. And mm-hmm. I don't have to know why. But here's something interesting. There's a truth inside of all of us that whether we stutter, whether we think that we have a character flaw, whether we think that we have a bodily flaw, whether we think we're too this, too that, not enough of this and not enough of that. What you're talking about is a reminder of our birthright.
Yep.
That's what you're talking about. That's the work you do, right? Mm-hmm. That when you say mm-hmm. awaken your truth, you're talking about reminding and having us stand in the power that we were given at birth. We are divinely appointed, aren't we?
We are divinely appointed, and you were created exactly how you were created on purpose, right? So my question to you is, like I say it then, when are you going to stop? When are you going to stop allowing the thing to stunt you, right? When are you going to allow yourself to stop allowing that thing to stop you from your happiness, mm-hmm. stop you from getting your peace, mm-hmm. stop you from operating in your full potential and your full power. Mm-hmm. Once you're really ready and you're done and you're absolutely done, that's when you're ready to do the work. And that's where you call me and that's where we get into it. And that's where we dive in. And then we really, in a loving manner, in the most loving manner, I hold you accountable and help you recognize and step into your most powerful self.
I think you got to get the help. You have to get the help. And, you know, I mean, we're going to continue to hear from you and more about this, but we have to get the help. I mean, there's not enough time in this show to talk about what those years of our lives were like before mm-hmm. we got to the point where we had this realization right. that healing needed to happen. I mean, you know, right. there was a reason I got those boxing gloves. I don't know why my uncle started to give them to me, but I'll tell you, I was never going to allow people to continue to criticize me. Although the only way I knew how to react to that, I mean, I got more trouble from knocking somebody out, right? It, yeah. You know, and I was not a very big girl, right? My sisters, But that's not the way you're supposed to do it in life. You can't walk around knocking everybody.
Yeah, this is such an important thing that's coming right now as you're speaking, is even for myself, right? I mean, even as an adult woman, I still hear these comments. Okay, it still happens. But what's happened, because I've learned to embody my power, is it when I hear it, it doesn't affect me anymore. I throw it back on them. I don't internalize it. What happens when you embody your power is you don't internalize these things anymore, because you know who you are and you love who you are. So you throw it back on them and say, you know what? Their judgments of me are actually judgments of themselves. Where is that person not happy that they have to judge somebody else or talk about somebody else or ridicule somebody else, right? Because they're not happy about themselves in their own life some way, somehow. So then we just send them love and healing on their journey, right? But we don't internalize it anymore, that we're not good enough because someone is making a judgment on us.
You know what I love about this, Ritika? My mentor said you cannot take a person to a place you haven't gone yourself. That's why the body work you do, the coaching you do, what you embody and what you help people with, it is part of your pathway. Everything in your life has prepared you to help other people that are 100%. Just getting crushed by it now.
100%. And I say, I just even on my website, I say, there isn't one experience. And I think we've talked about this in the show. There isn't one experience that I feel like I haven't experienced, whether myself personally or whether through a loved one or a friend or a colleague or somebody, that I haven't had to deal with personally and deeply because God knew I was going to be in this place to help heal other people. But it's like I said in the last show, if I haven't been through it, how am I going to help you through it? And when you choose someone to work with, you want to choose someone to work with that understands what you've been through, because otherwise they're not going to fully know how to support you in overcoming those challenges, right? And it's so important, you know.
It is.
And even though it hasn't been the most pleasant experiences, but I've been through them and I've got through them, but I've got through them very quickly also. So it's like Spirit said, oh, we're going to put you through it, but we're not going to put you through it for long. We're going to help you get through it just so you can experience it enough to know, also as an empath that I am, that when it comes up for your people, so when it comes up for my patients in the hospital, right? Because those of you that have been following this a little bit, like I'm a licensed occupational therapist. So, I still do my occupational therapy work. I do my coaching work. I do both. So whether it's a patient that I work with or whether it's you as my coaching client that I work with, it's something that I haven't seen or experienced and I can identify it so quickly, then I'm able to get in there emotionally with you and help you heal quicker.
That's it. I can't wait till the next time we talk, but I also want people to know how to get the book and how to get a hold of you and your personal message. So they can go to your website, RitikaRose.com,
yes.
Right? And the book is on Amazon, correct?
Yes, the book is on Amazon. And I think all the links are going to be up too. Yep. So yeah, RitikaRose.com. There is a link. Please, if you want to have your free consultation call with me, go to the contact button on my website and schedule your free consultation call just so we can talk and just have a discussion of where you are right now. And like, how can I support you and how can I serve you in becoming this best version of yourself and really stepping into your power and becoming the leader of your own life? So we stop letting the thing affect you anymore, right? Mm. Because when are you ready to find your own happiness? When are you ready in this lifetime to find your own peace, right?
Wow. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for paying forward your time. Thank you for doing that. Working, coaching, and you're offering a free consultation. And I want to say to anybody out there, please don't try to do this alone. This is for us. A theme we're creating next year.
Thank you for listening to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose. I hope that you heard something today that sparked a shift in your perspective to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. The world needs love, acceptance, togetherness, and belonging. My hope is to be a contributing force towards the new world we need to create together. If each of us can awaken our truth and live with more empathy and authenticity, that shift will radiate. Spread the word and tune in next time for more conscious dialogues of healing and transformation on Transformation Talk Radio and Awaken Your Truth with Ritika Rose on YouTube and across all podcast stations. For more information about how to work with me, please visit RitikaRose.com.